For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Out of 96 teams in the National Premier Soccer League, New Haven's Elm City Express is the last one standing. The Express beat Midland Odessa of Texas 5-0 Saturday night at Yale's Reese Stadium to become national champion in its inaugural season, a feat that owner Zach Henry addressed amid the post-game celebration.
We're the national champions in our first season. We bested the rest of the league. So how else can you interpret it? This is as serious as it gets.
Considering that it's been roughly 2.5 years since Henry first conceived the idea of putting this kind of soccer team together while having coffee with a business partner in a cafe in southern Brazil, he said it's kind of remarkable that the team succeeded so soon.
We started to build momentum, and as we built momentum through the season, we gained additional confidence, and we started to believe that this was going to happen. But 2 years ago, I'd say no.
30-year-old Edward Foley said that whether you attend Express games or go to Analifi's on Sundays to watch Arsenal or Liverpool, the victory validates New Haven and its people.
Excellent, excellent opportunity for New Haven in and of itself to express itself as a city. We have a lot of very young, very passionate people. We're a big soccer town.
Forward Tavoy Morgan was the man of the match and was pleasantly surprised with the season-high turnout of over 3,000 fans.
No, I never expect that, but it was great. It was amazing to see these great fans, and I want everybody to continue keep supporting Connecticut soccer and the community.
The Jamaican, a graduate of Bassac High in Bridgeport, scored 2 goals in the match. Plans for a public victory celebration will be announced at a later date. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.